This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Opposite Dowd will dump in. It is played by Lindgren in behind the net, and now a standing ovation from those clad in blue here in Midtown Manhattan. Capitals just going to pull it back here with Trevor Van Riemsdyk with 10 seconds to go, and he is not going to leave in behind the net. That's where this game's going to come to a conclusion when the clock hits zero. The Washington Capitals will look to even this best of seven series on Tuesday night. They fall to the Rangers by a 4-1 final here in game one at Madison Square Garden.
John Walton, as heard on the call, of course, we're your flagship home for Capitals hockey, 106.7 The Fan. I think two things can be true here on the Capitals. Number one, the Rangers are way better, and this is going to be a really, really difficult series. And number two, game one probably wasn't as bad as the scoreboard would indicate, in that while they didn't really have much going on offense, they gave up three goals in the second period in 126 seconds. And otherwise, in all the hockey that it was played, it was a 1-1 game where Lindgren, I thought, played really well, probably wants one of the four goals back. Of course, at the end of the game, there was an empty netter sprinkled in there as well. But we'll get to that in a second. Charles Davis joins us in 12 minutes. Charles, NFL Network, voice on Madden, one of our favorite guests. He has been working the phones, talking to front office executives. We're going to figure out what's going to happen at the top of the draft with him. Danny, on the Capitals, zero shots on goal for Alex Ovechkin. He had seven attempts, two wide of the cage, and five that were blocked. That won't cut it. They managed, as a team collectively, barely over 20 shots, and 11 of them were from Carlson and Alexi Protas. So they need probably at least 10 to 12, maybe 15 more shots to be in a good place. They may not get there. This is a team that scored two or fewer goals in 10 of 11 games. But we said you're going to need Lindgren to essentially be spectacular to steal these games, and you need to play really clean defensively, and they weren't able to.
I think you summarized it pretty well. I think it wasn't until about 8 minutes left in the third period they finally managed a shot on goal while they were trailing. It just goes to show you.
In the third period.
Yeah. I mean, it was, they're down three goals. They're desperate for offense at that point. Or down, I guess down two goals. But still, they are, you know, undermanned here. And that's kind of was the point of all this. The Rangers are great. And in order to beat them, you can't, obviously, it goes without saying, you can't have that two-minute stretch where every time I look down to take a bite of my appetizer that I was eating at the bar at a Nashville airport, I look back up and the goal had already gone in, right? These quick tic-tac-toe moments, turnover led to one. I thought what should have been a penalty led to one, but whatever. You cannot have these lapses. You're not good enough. You can't fight back when it comes to that.
I said empty net goal, and I was wrong. Remember,
it was a breakaway.
Kreider breakaway where he beat Lindgren to make it 4-1 with about 3:40 to go. And at that point, that was all she wrote. The Caps didn't even bother having to pull Lindgren because they were down three goals. But, yeah, they were the second-best team in the game. That goes without saying. And that's where I say two things can be true. I think that they probably should have lost 4-1 or so, like based on chances and shots and the way the game played out. It was basically a 3-2 advantage in shooting, 31-21 for the Rangers over the Capitals. They won 55% of the faceoffs. Pretty much every measurable way, they outplayed them. But yet, it was only a few minutes where the goals came for New York, and otherwise, the Capitals did what they've done for much of the stretch run, which is kind of survive and advance and keep the game tight. And their one goal, Washington's, was fortuitous, bounced off a couple skates and into the net on a pass in front. The Rangers also scored one of their goals off of the stick of John Carlson. Complete weird redirection as part of that three-goal barrage. You mentioned another one. I didn't have a problem that it wasn't a penalty. I certainly think it could have been in the game being officiated the way that it was. But my annoyance was how many penalties were being called already. Like, this is playoff hockey. Mm. You should let more things go than the refs did early in the game yesterday. I thought that the boarding, or whatever you want to call Iorio getting hurt, that led to the second goal, I thought that was more of a penalty than some of the stuff that got called earlier on both teams.
Right.
Like, this is not the ref screwed the Capitals conversation. I just thought it was the whistles. Put them away, please. Can we please play playoff hockey?
Or save it for when there's a boarding like that. Like, six first period penalties, right, as you kind of look at it. But, yeah, so that, I know Iorio was kind of losing his balance anyway, and I know it's I don't want to be cavalier about it. It looked like it could have been really serious in that moment. Scary as hell. Anytime you get a boarding situation, a guy goes head first, and I'm not sure what it was, if it was he was holding his arm for a minute. But, yeah, I thought that was probably pretty clear boarding. But, again, I'm always surprised.
They need to get Jensen back, who has not played since he got stretchered off the ice against Tampa in the third-to-last game of the season. And they really need Sandin back, who has not played since before that. That's 40 minutes of blue line time that they have been without, and they won two games down the stretch to get in without those guys. But eventually you're going to pay the piper. You're playing McElrath, who's big and physical, tried to fight Rempe, beat him up at one point in the minor leagues, but he's a big guy. That's his game. He's heavy, but he's not overly skilled. Mm-hmm. He's mostly a career AHL type. He's played 70-plus AHL playoff games. He's the captain of the Hershey Bears. And then Iorio is just a kid, man. He's played less than 10 NHL games. He was the one, for those of you watching, that got checked into the boards and got hurt and left. So they were basically down three defensemen. If you count Ethan Bear, like, four of their defensemen were unavailable to them, and that's just a recipe for disaster against a team like the Rangers. Game two is tomorrow night. How different do you feel about the series, if at all?
I feel the same as I did kind of going in, that it's going to be razor thin. They probably shouldn't win it. But, you know, you saw it, I think, play out. Like, if this is a microcosm of what it's going to be like, it's you cannot have any mistakes. There can't be any down moments because you're not good enough to overcome them.
I didn't think they'd win the series. I feel a little bit worse still, because I kind of thought maybe the momentum going in hot, all the pressure on the Rangers, maybe they'd play super tight. It wasn't a particularly good first period for them. They committed penalties.
It was muddy, yeah.
I was kind of hoping the Caps would jump out 1-0, 2-0, something like that, and it just didn't happen. But it's a tall order. It's a house money postseason, and they got to steal one to try to get back into this thing at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.